Good morning, Kent. Thanks for having me, brother.
Well, man, thank you for your time today, because I have heard about Continuing Hope. Tell me about your story a little bit and how you've come to this point of starting this organization.
Yeah, for sure. So I am a lifelong sufferer of mental illness, severe depression, bipolar, anxiety. I didn't really know it whenever I was a kid. Always pretty much felt that way, but I wasn't really sure what it was until adult years, and I started getting diagnosed with this stuff. And I've been on medicine for well over 20 years. I've tried probably over 20 different medications. I've tried everything that you could try. And excuse me, basically what happened was I was going on and on and on and on with these problems, and it almost just felt like I was wearing a Band-Aid. Like I was numb. I was just kind of blah. I was just kind of there, and I wasn't getting the relief that I wanted. And so first off, I went to my doctor, and I asked her, is there any way that we can find out what medication is going to work for me? And she introduced something really cool, which we're going to probably bring to the charity later on, but it's a psychotropic gene swab. And what it is, it's a DNA swab that goes inside your cheek, and the results will come back within about a week. It will tell you what medications work with your body type and what medications do not metabolize with your body type. Come to find out, I had tried several medications that were on my red list, which means that they weren't even working with my body type. And not my family doctor's fault. He's just, you know, he's not trained in that. So anyway, with that being said, that moves on to me trying new medications and, you know, them working a little bit better, but I still really wasn't where I wanted to be. So I started researching ketamine IV infusions. I heard about ketamine from a friend of mine that lives out in Colorado. Now, ketamine, as you know, people have used it as, you know, in surgeries, doctors have used it in surgeries. A lot of people even know ketamine as a street drug, but that's not the type that they use for depression. What they do is they kind of like microdose you with it for depression, right? It's a really, really strong, fast-acting antidepressant. And there's a clinic right here in Carbondale that offers these procedures. And when I found out about it, I knew I had to go. Yeah. So my doctor set me up for it. I went and did them. I was having great results. I did several of them, and it really, really helped my depression.
Thank you for the ability that you have to be open and transparent and to share this.
Absolutely.
I'm so thankful that you're able to share this. And so this made a difference in your life to the point so much that you're like, I've got to tell everybody about this.
It was. It was something that I felt like, man, nobody even knows about this. And like, it's just like you said, Kent, like you've never heard of ketamine. So many people that I've told about this, they're like, well, why in the world are you taking ketamine? I mean, what is it for? You know? And like, people don't realize that there have been extensive studies done on ketamine IV infusions that can just kind of dominate that depression that you have in your body, in your mind. It's just a very fast acting antidepressant. And you know, it's different depending on everyone's body type. Like, for example, I did several of them because I was really, really low when I started going. But, you know, for example, I know a girl who did two of them, and she hasn't been back since. She told me she feels like a totally different person. I got to a point where I was feeling pretty good, and then I was like, you know what, I'm still missing something. So here's where the real procedure comes in that we're doing the charity for. It's called a stellate ganglion block.
There it is. The big words. I have no idea.
I will break this down for you as easy as my doctor broke it down for me. A stellate ganglion block was figured out by accident that it works for PTSD. And this is a crazy story. A guy went in with severe arm pain. They gave him a shot in his neck to kind of deaden the nerves in his arm so he could have some relief. And when he woke up, he said, what did you guys do to me? And they said, well, we gave you your shot for your arm. And he said, no, you did something else. He said, my PTSD's gone. Yeah, and so the doctor was shocked. And so the doctor produced this big medical report, and he put it out. They started doing research on it, and they found out that this shot in the neck deadens the fight-or-flight response in people with PTSD. Now, I should go back and mention that I was never a military veteran. I was never in the military, but I did have severe PTSD for some reason. I've never had any trauma. I've never had anything like that, but Dr. Garwin at the Albany Clinic, he has a test that you can take that is a very well-thought-out test, and it tests you for PTSD. Well, when the ketamine wasn't taking me all the way to the top like I wanted to be, I decided to take the PTSD test, and I thought that it would come back negative because I'm not a vet. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the misunderstandings about PTSD. You do not have to be a vet. You can be a little old lady that got into a car accident, and you can have severe PTSD. That's a misdiagnosed thing a lot of times. But once I found that out, I decided to do this shot.
Okay.
Okay, I went in to do the shot, and my life changed drastically.
Wow.
It was almost like I was in this loud world with a lot of noise and a lot of racing thoughts and a lot of just depressive thoughts and thoughts of even self-harm and self-doubt and things like that. And that shot within 2 days turned it off. I mean, it was like a volume knob being turned all the way down.
Yes, and this is where I think a lot of folks here in Southern Illinois, number one, will be able to benefit from it, but number two, might be able to help out, because one thing's for sure, our nation's true heroes are the veterans. Without them,
amen.
Hey, we would not be able to have any of the freedoms that we really take for granted, but I know there's a lot of people, Zach, who would love to help out. So what you decided to do is, and here's what I love about you, is because you said, you know what? Let's go ahead and make this available to people. So you got the 501c3 done, which if anybody's ever done that, they know that's a lot of paperwork. That's a lot of stuff to do. And so you want to create an organization called Continuing Hope to help out our veterans get the same kind of relief that you found.
Yes, sir. Continuing Hope is, you know, like you said, it's a 501c3. All donations are tax deductible. It's registered through the state. It's all legit and ready to go. It is up right now. It's active right now. Matter of fact, I've got a combat veteran that contacted me last week. He is in desperate need for a Stellate, and I told him that they were working on it. You know, I told him as soon as we get the funds and he's ready to go, he can go get one, and it's on Continuing Hope. See, what I want to do, Ken, is I want to offer these things for military vets, and also I've got first responders also in here, for police officers, correctional officers, EMTs, firefighters. They see a lot of bad things as well, so we're also going to cover those. But what I really want to do is I really want to get to the point where we can get these guys take care of all this stuff for them. They don't have to worry about that. They've already went over. They fought for us. They fought for our freedom, for our rights. And when they come back, I think the least thing they deserve, I mean, they need to be helped with their PTSD, you know, and they need to be feeling good, and they need to get rid of those bad thoughts. And, you know, I just, after talking to Dr. Garwin and finding out what a need there is for this, I thought, man, what a great way to really give back to the military. You know, because I was never in the military, so I feel like I need to give back to them because I do appreciate them so much. And I just think this is going to be a great thing, man. I think it's really going to help out a lot of veterans.
And I think that if you are listening to this broadcast, and maybe you're listening online at Z100FM.com or one of our social media channels, you'll see the links right there for Continuing Hope. And you can make a donation. You can get in touch with Zach. You can send him an email and what have you. Let him know, hey, I want to help out some of our nation's true heroes. Continuing Hope is the name of this organization. It is brand new in Southern Illinois. And the gentleman that's bringing us to it, his name is Zach Hutchinson. He's got this all set up. And once again, the website that you need is continuinghope.com. You can find that on our website. Of course, the link will be right here next to the interview. But Zach, you have done something pretty remarkable here, brother, and I think the response is going to be huge, and I can't wait to see where Continuing Hope is going to go in the future, man. Hats off to you for doing this.
I appreciate it, man. It's a blessing to be able to do it, brother. I wasn't sure if I was going to make it out of everything I was going through, to be honest with you, but now that I have and now that I'm on the other side, man, it's time to help other people, and let's do it big.